Are you watching us online? If you're not, do it. bbc.co.uk/radio1. That was Ida Maria at 6:23. My flatmate is here, and he's bought our award that we won today. Thanks very much for picking this up on our behalf.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's the Loaded Laughters Award for Funniest Radio Show. That's so
well
cool.
Done.
And that's 2 years in a row. So thank you very much to all the readers of Loaded, and thanks to my mum for voting a lot of times. She's a big fan of Loaded.
I know.
It's her favourite magazine.
She gets me to read it to her sometimes.
So, oh, God. So, you went to accept the award, and how did that go?
I've had better experiences.
All right, okay.
The problem was, it was a room full of people that actually deserved awards, and I thought I'd try and be funny.
What are you trying to say?
I
deserve an award.
They did deserve awards, like Jimmy Carr and people.
Yeah, he's always there.
And I tried to be funny.
Oh God, why'd you do that? Just keep it straightforward.
Why?
There's a room full of actual comedians that get paid for do it for a lot.
We all know this now.
Oh God, I did warn you. Right, okay, so it started off quite well, I think.
Award for Scott Mills, Radio 1 at present, is at home doing his Scott cam, is that correct?
Yes, I like it.
That's correct. So he's sending his lovely flatmate, the one and only Fraser, all the way from over there, if you'd welcome him to the stage on behalf of Scott Mills.
Now, like I said, it is a room full of professional comedians, and I remember at this point last year, I was properly intimidated by that. Not the case for you?
No.
Right.
Thanks. Scott didn't trust me not to say anything really stupid, so he wrote down a couple of thank yous that he's asked me to read out and then get off the stage as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
we could do two.
What happened there?
Right, at that point, Lee Francis, who had been on earlier to collect an award, He had a big joke where he came and thought, oh, here, I've got my speech, and pulled out a massive bit of paper, and then just went, thanks. Everyone laughed at that. Right? I do a similar thing where I pull out a bit of paper where there's a speech on, written, supposedly.
So you ripped off Lee Francis.
No,
they'd already seen it once.
No, it was different. And then he jumped on stage and went, oh, use mine, it'll be quicker. Everyone laughed.
Oh, did he jump on stage?
Yeah.
And that was him, the voice that we heard.
Yeah.
Use mine, it'll be quicker.
Yeah.
Which he got a big laugh for.
Big laugh.
But not you.
Warm room, apparently.
First off, he'd like to thank his mum. Standard. Second, I'd like to thank all the women that have touched my life and made me into the man that I am. To be honest, probably could have written their names on it.
Sorry.
God, even my microphone dropped down.
I wrote it in the cab.
Oh, did you on the way there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All the little people, open brackets, as a collective, not individually. Ha ha, close brackets, don't read that bit.
Thanks, quicker.
What was that?
It was just a heckle. I'd lost over. I'd gone into the zone at this point.
I mean, you blaming me for writing the speech?
Yeah, well, I thought
it had nothing to do with it. Okay.
The Colonel doesn't specify. Frank, again, doesn't specify.
Who? What are you on about?
I don't know.
This is going really badly.
I can't make eye contact with either of you at the moment.
Oh,
this is so embarrassing.
God, what have you done?
Right.
What were you thinking?
It's bad.
What? Go on.
It gets worse. And then in my head, there's only one thing that can save it.
Right.
Right. So there's the next few lines, and then there's one thing that could save me from this hole.
The 80s, which is odd. Someone clearly enjoyed their 20s. Jesus/Buddha.
Listen to the silence.
Just pick one, depending on what everyone else has said. Close brackets. Thanks for doing this. I owe you one, Scott.
Okay.
All right. So it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, it is. Really, you could hear a pin drop.
Now, what's the one thing that could save me in this situation
Happy
right
timers.
Now?
Just get walking off, maybe.
You'd think, but oh no,
you lot still here.
Thanks. I did the catchphrase.
Fraser.
You did the catchphrase at the end. You're supposed to walk in and do the catchphrase. We've rehearsed this several times this week.
I know, but I wasn't going to do the catchphrase, and I thought, well, it's going pretty bad. What could get me out of it?
It's
maybe
going
the catch.
Bad.
Maybe the catchphrase.
Let's hear that again.
You lot still here? Thanks.
Fraser, ladies and gentlemen, Fraser.
Brilliant. Oh, well, well done. Thank you very much for the award, anyway.
Congratulations.
So. Thank you.
Might not be getting it next year.
Oh, well, it's been... We've had a good run, 2 years. Now, we've made something for you now, which I think you quite like, after that disaster of a speech, where, well, we've kind of made it what it should have sounded like. Okay?
All right.
Listen to this.
You lot still here?
Yeah?
Did you use the laughter from the bit where Lee Francis took the piss out of me?
Yeah. Yes, we did. Yeah. Words, language, please.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry about that. It's my flatmate. I'd maybe move away from the microphone now and go and cook. That's probably best.
I apologize,
so my flatmate, the comedian there, everybody.
Always leave it on a high,
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's been a day for you, hasn't it? Woo!
Are you not still here?
Really are you going to really let him do the cooking, man?
You already know what it is. Yo, hey, yo, when she pulled up, I was like...